I'm Richard Winters. Welcome to Unbridled. Right now, my wife and I are out on a horsemanship tour. We travel all around the country giving horsemanship seminars and clinics, helping average people get along better with their horse. We are somewhere in the middle of Kentucky, and the craziest thing happened last night. We had pulled into a little town and got our horses settled in. A little restaurant across the street, so we walked over there and thought we'd have a little bite to eat. Sitting there eating our dinner, and I had noticed that there was a lady sitting across the way from us, and it seemed to me like she was just staring at my wife. I tried to ignore it, but from time to time I'd look up and she just continued to stare at my wife. Well, I didn't think that much about it at the time, but before we got ready to leave, this lady got up. She came straight up to us, walked right up to my wife, and reached on the back of her chair, picked up my wife's purse, and just walked away. Well, my wife and I are both just a little dumbfounded for a moment, and then I get up and I start to follow the lady, and she goes right down the hall, and I'm not wanting to make a scene, and I follow behind the lady, and she goes right in to the women's restroom, and I'm right behind her, and boom, the door closes behind me. Now she's inside the ladies' restroom with my wife's purse, and I'm on the outside, and I'm tapping on the door, actually banging on the door, and say, ma'am, you need to give us that purse back. Well, there's no response. I look left and I look right. I don't know what else to do. I walk in the ladies' restroom. Doesn't seem to be anyone in there. Where'd the lady go? I'm looking. Now I'm looking at the stalls. I'm looking underneath to see if I see her feet. Then I hear something. The very end stall, I hear her down there. I go down there and it's locked and I bang on the stall. I said, lady, there's nowhere you can go. You need to give me that purse back. She doesn't say anything. Up above the stall, it's against the wall, there's a window that is partly open. The lady now stands up on the commode and she pushes open the window the rest of the way and she's getting ready to crawl out the window. I'm thinking, this is not happening to me. I can't believe this. Lady, you're not leaving with my wife's purse, I tell her one more time. I look left and right again and I crawl underneath that stall and I get up and she is halfway out the window now. And I grab a hold of her legs and she is trying to get out the window with my wife's purse and I'm pulling just have her left leg. I'm pulling her leg and pulling her leg. She's trying to get out and I'm pulling her leg just like I'm pulling your leg right now. What? Richard, what are you talking about? That was just a story? You just fabricated that whole thing? You know what? I did. So don't feel sorry for my wife. And don't think that was odd that I ran into a lady's restroom because none of it happened. Well, kind of a silly story. But now, just for a moment, how does that make you feel? It's like you kind of got sucked into something that wasn't true. I pulled you into a great big fabrication, a great big falsehood that never even transpired. Makes you feel just a little bit uncomfortable, doesn't it? Just a little bit taken advantage of. There's a verse of scripture in John chapter 8 and verse 44. And Jesus is speaking here and he's talking about the devil. And he said, and he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. That's where all lies originated, was with Satan. I have seen people in my lifetime, perhaps you have known them too, maybe we've even been sucked into this scenario at one time or another, lured away by some temptation, some ambition, some goal that, hey, if I would just go do this thing, then I would be happy. If I would just move to Who Cares, Arkansas, if I would just dump this husband and go get that more handsome husband, if I just leave this place and go do that, things would be better for me. Just like that story I told you, the devil is trying to trick people and feed them a lie continually. He's trying to tell folks, you know what, if you could just get a little more money, then you could be happy. If you could just dump that husband and get another husband, then you'd be happy. If you could sell that smaller house and get a bigger house, then you could be happy. all the while telling people just a pack of lies to send them down a road that's not going to bring them more happiness. It's not going to bring them more contentment. But in the end, it's just going to cause them to be more frustrated and more disillusioned. He's been lying from the beginning, and he would like to lie to us. The great thing about God is he will always tell us the truth. I don't know what your perception of God is, whether he's just an old man up in the clouds with a lightning bolt, ready to strike you down if you do something wrong, but that's really not the way God is. Think about a father. I don't know if you had the ideal father or less than ideal father, but think about a perfect father, one that cares so much for his son or daughter, that would do anything for that son or daughter, and magnify that by a million, and that's a little glimpse of what God is like. He would never steer us wrong. He would never take us down a wrong path. But he only wants the best for us. When he thinks about you, he thinks good thoughts about you. There are other forces out there that are wanting to trip you up. Other forces out there that are wanting to feed lies to you and send you down a wrong road. I'm thankful today that God has given me what I'm going to call his love letter to me, the Bible, his word. It's like a roadmap for me and keeps me on a path to success. In fact, there's a verse of scripture in the book of Joshua that says, if I will meditate on his words day and night, then I will enjoy good success. So I want to be careful of the voices that I listen to. You feel just a little uncomfortable when you realize you've been lied to, huh? And somebody has tricked you up. But you can rest assured today that God would never do that to you. God loves you and he has great plans for you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today that you are a father that loves us unconditionally. When we mess up, when we do head down the wrong road for a little while, you're the one to always redirect us and guide us back on the right path. Pray that you'd help us and give us a lot of wisdom as we hear all those voices out there, that we would only seek your voice and seek your direction in our lives so that we might enjoy that good success that you've promised. We're going to ask these things today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, folks, for joining us here at Unbridled. I'm Richard Winters. Now go out and have a blessed week.